This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Healthcare, Mental Health, and Senior Care channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Tamara Krebs, founder and CEO of Group Homes Australia. Group Homes Australia is a new concept in aged care, dementia care, offering a social, supportive, and welcoming environment that values independence and living life to the fullest and feels like home. Tamara, pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And you're welcome, Tamara. So tell us, how is Group Homes Australia different from other aged or dementia care providers in Australia?
So primarily, the nursing home or the dementia units in Australia consist of probably between 60 to 80 people locked up in a dementia unit. Some of them are also 30-bed dementia units, but they're locked up. They're very institutional. They sort of feel like a human warehouse. Some of them feel more luxurious, but primarily people are excluded from their social settings. That's a typical dementia unit. Group Homes Australia is very different. Our homes consist of 6 to 8 people living in a normal suburb, in a regular suburb that they would have aged in or lived in their entire life. The homes look, feel, and smell like homes. So they smell of baked goods and cooking and not of your typical smells of nursing homes. And we really promote residents living with dementia to get involved in day-to-day life, like shopping and baking and cooking, no matter their capacity. So we just adapt whatever the task or skill that they're doing to their ability, really.
I think this is absolutely fantastic. Now, why did you start Group Homes Australia?
So I've been working in the aged care industry for the last 18 years, managing dementia units and nursing homes and hostels. And I got quite despondent with the whole institutional model of care, where people live their last probably 3 to 4 years in a really big 200 to 300 bed environment. In the industry, we use a lot of jargon words like person-centered care, but how could it be personalized if everybody has to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and then have breakfast at 8 and play bingo at 9 and a sing-along at 10? And I just started looking at what are the basics that people want, and we want to feel that we have purpose and meaning in life, no matter what age we are at. We want to feel individualized, that it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. And especially as we start losing our memory, those things that are familiar to us and the things that are purposeful to us are it's our essence. And so I started looking at the model around the world. Now, this model is very popular in America since the late 80s and very popular in Scandinavia, Netherlands, and Japan. And in Australia, we have group homes for children living with disabilities. So I asked myself, well, if a child can live in the community for, 30, 40 years, why do we then feel that we take an 80-year-old person with dementia and exclude them from society? Why don't we let them and give them the opportunity to live in group homes? And that's really how the whole idea was born.
I bet. Now, what questions should one ask when they are looking for an aged dementia care home environment?
I think they need to ask a lot about the environment itself in terms of how many people live in that space, how many staff-to-resident ratio. So many times in nursing homes, it's a very high ratio. What are the type of things that are meaningful and purposeful and individualized to the person, or is it very much based on group? What are the type of things that as the person deteriorates and progresses with their dementia journey, how will they adapt their care to help the person through their journey? What is the type of support that's offered for the family? Because there's always two residents when you're coming into a care home. There's the person living there, and there's the person that has to come in and visit, whether it's a partner, children, or sometimes, sadly, even parents visiting their own children with dementia, if it's younger onset. So it's really about knowing the bigger picture of the journey and the individualization of that journey.
Today we are visiting with Tamara Krebs, founder and CEO of Group Homes Australia, here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare, Mental Health, and Senior Care channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, does Group Homes Australia offer high care, and how many residents are there, and how many caregivers are in place?
So each home of ours has between 6 to 8 residents. Our staff ratio is 1-3. And we offer the levels of care all the way from low level all the way to end-of-life care, including end-of-life care. And we've had the privilege of walking those end-of-life journeys with many of our residents.
And lastly, does the person need to move when they become more frail? And why should a family choose Group Homes Australia for their loved ones? If you just touch on those two points, if you would.
So once a person deteriorates in the sense that they need more frail care, they can still stay in the home. They can be completely immobile. They don't have to move out of group homes. We adapt our care to them and just increase the level of care that we give to the person. The reason I would say people should choose Group Homes Australia primarily is it's the closest thing to home. Many times what people are presented with when they need care, they can either stay at home with a carer, which can be quite isolating and very, very much the care is a task focused on your showering and making sure that you're fed and making sure that you're toileted, but not necessarily on your quality of life and celebrating life. And in a nursing home, like I said before, it's a very institutional environment and not very human flourishing. It's quite depressing. It's very generalized in terms of the care. And group homes really looks at the person, and we look at how we can celebrate their life. And even as their dementia progresses, we can really celebrate and enhance their quality of life no matter what happens to them. The focus is really on their abilities and what they can do. And as we identify what they can no longer do, we just increase the care and the different activities and the different things that we do with them so that they can still feel purposeful.
Once again, Tamara, I think it's absolutely fabulous what you've created here in Group Homes Australia. Congratulations. If you would, tell our listeners where they can find more information on Group Homes Australia.
So if you go to www.grouphomes.com.au, you'll find all the information. And thank you so much for having me on the show today.
And you're more than welcome, and it has been our pleasure and honor. Thank you for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and wish you and Group Homes Australia all the best.
Fantastic. Thanks so much.
We've been speaking with Tamara Krebs, founder and CEO of Group Homes Australia, a new concept in aged care, dementia care, offering a social, supportive, and welcoming environment that values independence and living life to the fullest and feels just like home. And for more information, simply visit grouphomes.com.au. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare, Mental Health, and Senior Care channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.